This is part three, the first part of part three called Experience, and section 14, again of Staying Connected, talks by Rudolf Steiner. Overview. The presence and continuing existence of those who have passed through the gate of death was brought home to Rudolf Steiner very early in life. For instance, in an autobiographical lecture on February 4th, 1913 in Berlin, he spoke of himself in the third person and recounted the following incident. First experience with the dead. Something else struck the boy. One day he was sitting in the waiting room of his father's railroad station, all alone on a bench. There was a stove in one corner, and a certain distance from it, in the opposite wall, was a door. The boy could see both the door and the stove from the corner where he sat. He was still very young. As he sat there, the door opened. He must have found it quite natural that a person, a woman, came through the door, someone who, although he had never seen her before, looked extraordinarily like a member of his family. The woman came through the door, walked into the middle of the room, and, gesturing, spoke words that might be rendered as, quote, "to try to do as much as you can for me, both now and later," unquote. She stayed for a while, making gestures that once seen can never vanish from the soul, then went to the stove and disappeared into it. The event made a deep impression upon the boy, but he could not speak of it to anyone in his family, for he knew that, had he done so, he would have been scolded severely for his silly superstition. Now, after this event, the following occurred. The next day, his father, ordinarily a very cheerful man, grew very sad, and the boy could see that he knew something he did not wish to talk about. After a few days had passed, and another family member had encountered something similar, it became clear what had happened. In a place that, according to the thinking of the time, was quite far from the railroad station, a close family relation had committed suicide in the very hour when the figure had appeared to the small boy in the waiting room. The boy had never seen that relative, nor had he heard much about her, because, this should be emphasized, in a certain way he was somewhat unaffected by the stories told in his surroundings. They were in one ear and out the other, and he actually did not hear much of what was said. Thus he did not know much about the woman who had committed suicide. The event made a strong impression on the boy, for there could be no doubt that it was her spirit that had visited him and asked him to help her in the time following death. Moreover, the connections of this spiritual event with the events on the physical plane just described revealed themselves quite clearly in the following days. Now, someone who experiences something like this in early childhood and tries to understand it according to the soul's disposition knows, if the event is experienced consciously, how one lives in the spiritual worlds. After this event, soul life began to develop in the boy that fully revealed to him not only the outer world of trees and mountains that speak to the human soul, but also the worlds behind them. From that time on, the boy lived with the spirits of nature, which can be observed quite particularly in such a region. He lived with the creative beings behind things, and he allowed them to work upon him in the same way as he allowed the outer world to work upon him. And that's the end of that segment, 14.